What is up, boys and girls and everything in between? It's Bear With Us. I'm Matt. She's Leah. Barring the injury you just suffered while thrashing out like never before, how are you, my dear?
I'm fantastic. I don't know if you know this about me, but I used to play the drums.
That's not true.
It is true.
I don't believe you.
I played one drum. I played the snare drum.
Oh.
In middle school.
Were you a band geek?
Oh, I wouldn't say geek. I would say I was like a band bitch or something. Like, I was like that bitch.
You were the one cool person.
Everyone in band was actually pretty cool, to be fair. I came from a school that we had like, I don't even know. I had 100 people in my graduating class. So that should tell you something right there about where I'm from. However, I didn't just play the snare drum. I was in percussion. So I played the xylophone. I played the bass drum. I played the triangle. I did it all, baby.
Did you ever get down with the cowbell?
Never with the cowbell.
Well, you're not a true percussionist.
But I was in percussion.
Bruce Dickinson is not impressed.
Listen, I'm just like the rest of you. I put my pants on one leg at a time. Only after I put my pants on, I make gold records.
Pretty good.
But yeah, I'm fantastic. How are you?
I am exhausted.
Exhausted.
My ass is thoroughly kicked.
No, it's not what you think, folks.
I mean, it might be. That might have had something to do with it, doing that work yesterday.
But
regardless, it's amazing how fast the world has reopened and how we have just been thrust back into normalcy. Like, there was no warm up. It wasn't like, oh, hey, we're starting to get a little busier. We're slowly but surely getting the gears rolling where they need to be. It was like pandemic, free time, 23 hours a day, nothing important to do. Bam, right back to normal. I did a podcast this morning for work. Now we're doing this. We've got things to do after this. Like, it just has not stopped. I'm exhausted.
It's from one extreme to the other.
It really is.
Yeah.
Also, I'm physically exhausted.
That's why I thought you were going to say your ass hurts from working out.
It does.
My little gym beast you are.
Your little gym beast.
That's you. You're my little gym beast.
Oh, good. I wouldn't say I'm quite a beast level.
I love that.
By any means. I'm more of a gym pet at this point.
A gym pet. You're kind of like a gym ant. Like an ant.
Who has a pet ant?
People have pet ants.
I mean, they have like ant farms, but no one actually keeps those. Those are.
Well, yeah, that's the level you're at right now, I guess. You're just like starting out. You're just kind of like building your little, you're burrowing your little.
Tunnel.
Thank you. I was going to say line. I don't really know. I'm not equipped with the right verbiage for ant farms. However, I'm very proud of you.
I'm proud of myself. I made the decision of my own free will, which is of the utmost importance, to jump back in the gym. I was very skeptical, tried a few gyms out, finally found an amazing trainer.
Did I not recommend CJ from the beginning? I recommended him.
You did. I am now training with Leah's trainer, who is awesome and makes it fun. And I actually dig it. Like, it's been over a month now, and I've gone 3 days a week, like clockwork. And I go and I work my ass off and I sweat like crazy. And I'm like, oh my God, I forgot what this feels like. And I was vehemently against it.
Yeah. Let's talk about that for a second. This is the guy that since I met you, you were like, well, maybe not since I met you, but since we started dating, you were like, I'm never going to the fucking gym again. I did that for years. I don't want to do that anymore because I worked at a record store.
I don't understand the anger on your face. I just simply swore off working out.
Yeah, you're just like, I'll never do it again. I hate working out. Like, it will never happen.
Because I had to do it for many years as part of my job. It was never something I was like, oh, I do this because I feel good.
Yeah.
It was like, you have to do this. You need to stay this size. You need to eat this many calories. You have to, it was work. It was like an additional job that I got zero enjoyment from. Now, I was very open and honest with my trainer. And I said, hey, when he asked me what my goals were, I said, I want to be able to eat what I want and drink beer and not get fat. That's really my goal. And it's working and I feel great.
I like the fact that when you say you're not going to do something again, that you like swear it off from your whole existence, you'll never do it.
That happens like once a day, to be fair.
I know.
Regarding various subjects.
But now here you are doing
it. I'm never using butter again.
Not that dramatic, but you did for a long time swear off the gym, said you were never doing it. And now here you are going, through your own free will you're going. I'm not forcing you to go. No one's forcing you to go. You're like, I want to go to the gym. And now you're doing it. And I'm so proud of you.
But you're still trying to take credit.
Well, I'm taking a little bit of credit because I did recommend my trainer because I know you guys would get along great. You both have tattoos. You both like the Big Lebowski.
That's it. That's where this.
You both like punk rock. You both like the same band. Like he reminds me lot of you of the things that you like. He would always talk about while we're training. And I'm like, Matt needs to come train with you because you guys would hit it off.
And I think to anybody listening that may be toying with the idea of trying to get back in the gym, no matter how out of shape or in shape you may be, find a trainer. That's been a game changer.
Yeah.
Having somebody that tells me, hey, do this. I'll count for you. All I have to do is focus on the work and it's worth every penny. I'm very happy with it. And I'm super jacked now.
Happy with it too, because
why are you touching your boobs?
Because I'm just getting excited thinking about you with your shirt off.
Well, that's good. That's
like, oh my God, I always found you very attractive and I've always loved your body, but like, I didn't know I could love it anymore. And now I see you without your shirt on and I'm like,
oh. I'm like upgrading.
So hot.
The older I get, the hotter I get, the more jacked I become. I'm going to be an awesome old man.
Well, that's what, okay. That is so not fair. Like we were talking about this the other day. Men get more attractive the older they get.
Not all men.
But I feel like that's a pretty common thing. Men, for some reason, they just look hotter the older they get. Whereas women, we turn into like shriveled up little raisins the older we get. Like our prime is like, well, I'd say like maybe I'm in my prime right now, early 30s, right? The older I'm going to get wrinkles. I'm going to shrink. I'm going to get a hunchback. I'm just going to get like a lot of women. I think the older they get, like the more sunken in their face becomes, you lose fat in your face and you just look like an old woman. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I just think it's very unfair that men look hotter the older they get and women not so much.
But I think the big caveat is not all men. Like you got to take
most
care of yourself.
Men.
Most men get more attractive the older they get.
Yeah.
You stand by that?
Yes, I do. Like men. Like you're not even fully at your peak, which is hard to believe because I just want to lick your face right now.
Way long ago.
No, but you get way hotter. I don't understand. Like even this morning we were watching Kelly and Ryan.
Yeah.
And Mark Consuelos is on, which I've always thought he was such a babe, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, he's a perfect example. He somehow is getting more attractive. Like you look at pictures of him when he was in his 20s or 30s. Sure, he's very handsome, cute guy. But now I'm like, oh, he's like a man and he's sexy. Whereas Kelly, I feel like, and she, I still love Kelly. I'm obsessed with her. I think she's gorgeous. But if you look at pictures from her when she's in her late 20s, early 30s, I feel like she was just beautiful. And now it's like, you can tell she's a little bit older. She's still beautiful. The only person I think that maybe this doesn't apply to is J-Lo or like Gwen Stefani and Beyonce.
I have a question for you. It's based on a conversation that you and I sort of had a few weeks ago over dinner.
Oh God.
Because that's basically what this podcast has become.
Just, yeah.
We don't actually talk to each other in person anymore. How many times during the week are we like, oh, this is a great conversation.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Save it for the podcast.
You always say that when we're in the middle of something and you're like, just don't even talk about it anymore. Let's just talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah. It sucks. Because like, I feel like it's not organic when you are trying to recreate a conversation.
No, I know. Totally.
But do women look at guys and just think, I would do that guy, like just on a basically purely physical, no knowledge of who they are, just 100% visually speaking, is it common for you to go, ooh, I'd F that guy?
I think so.
Yeah.
Like I don't walk around and pick out people on the street and I'm like, yes, yes, no, no. Yes, no. And I also think there's something like, oh, he's attractive, but I wouldn't do him.
Okay. See, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Like I think it's a little less cut and dry with guys because I think we're
fucking gross.
No, this is what I tried to explain to you. To me and most guys that I've encountered, that is like the most base level rating you can give another human being. Like, would you do them or would you not? That's it. It's not like, oh, am I like attracted? Am I really into it? It's like you look at somebody and you can usually tell within about 5 seconds. Sometimes there's one where you have to like, well, I never looked at them the same way, but yeah, maybe I probably would. But that's it. That doesn't mean I want to talk to them, that I have any interest in them, that right. I want to know them, speak to them, think about them.
Right.
It's just a very primal, I want to breed with you. Like that kind
of. So you're saying you want to breed with these women?
No.
Even though you don't know them.
Base human being level. Like it's just instinctive. It's not a, you know, like a dog. A dog sniffs another dog and they are like, okay, yeah, I might be compatible with this person, but it's That's the equivalent.
So do you do that, say, at the grocery store? You're getting checked out at the checkout counter. Are you like, oh, yeah, I would do this girl who's the one scanning your items? Like, do you think of it like
that's
that
not,
every
not, no, it's
person
not the
you
first,
encounter?
No, it's not the first thought, but there have probably been times where, like, you're not paying it. Again, that's how basic this thought is. That is literally it. It's not even a thought. It's like right. a reaction. Like, oh, that chick was kind of hot. Okay. And that's the end of the thought. You don't right. think about it by the time you walk out the store.
Right.
It's just like, oh, huh. Like you do a double take kind of. But I think that's the thought. Like it's the natural instinct. Like, oh, okay. This person might be somebody I could be compatible with.
It's a good thing that I'm very secure
you
in
are.
Myself.
I agree.
Because I feel like not everyone could sit here and have this conversation and be like, oh, my man is doing double takes all the time.
No, that's
or, but
not, it.
Not all the time, but to be like, oh, yeah. Like there's this one example I always think of, right? When we were on the road and we were in Boston because we had a few days off
yeah.
and we were checking into our hotel and you would not stop talking about how stunning the woman was that checked us in at the hotel.
Right.
And I remember thinking like, cool, like I get it. She's beautiful. But like the amount of times you use the word stunning, she was so stunning. And I'm like, you don't even say that to me. Yet you talk about how stunning this random woman is. I was like, okay, like I don't mind you telling me someone's attractive because right. most of the time I'm like what I say it first half the time. I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, that girl's beautiful. Don't you think? And you're like, yeah, I guess she's fine. Even though I guess it's like the normal thing guys are supposed to say. She's okay.
Yeah, she's okay.
I don't get jealous about stuff like that. But sometimes I'm like, damn, I get it.
That's
she's
why I'm trying to have
stunning.
This conversation because it's not, it's not that. It's not that simple. It's not like, oh, I think that chick's hot. You should probably be worried. I'm going to move on. Like that's. I don't think most dudes operate that way. I'm saying take emotion, take everything out of it. Yeah. Take sex out of it. It yeah. is like a human reaction.
Yeah.
First things first, where you're like, would I or wouldn't I?
Well, because I think of this one example you gave me. We had this conversation. I feel like we have this conversation quite a bit because you were talking
I do double takes all day.
Because you gave me an example of someone we worked with, someone that we both find to be quite annoying and obnoxious, right? But to just look at first glance, you don't know. You're like, oh, she's beautiful, right?
Right?
She's hot. And so when you gave me that example, I was like, okay, I get it because I get that. I know how you feel about this person.
Right,
you're not
right.
trying to get with her or anything like that. But you're like, based off just how
aesthetics
she looks.
Alone.
Yeah. Then yeah, she's hot. She's a babe. So like that made me feel better about it.
Trust me. I got nothing to worry about. I'm locked down happily. Also, I was thinking, you just brought this conversation that we had from Boston several years ago up. I was thinking today, as a matter of fact, because I knew we were going to record. I was wondering how deep your Rolodex of fuck-ups is. Because I feel as though not only you, but most women have this record of every time you screw up, no matter how minor, no matter how stupid, and you'll bring stuff up from and usually it's lighthearted. You like you just did. Like, hey, remember when you did that stupid thing? Yeah. And we laugh about it. But 9 times out of 10, I don't even remember it happened.
Sure.
I don't not believe you. It's not right. like, no, I think you made that up. If I screw up, it's like, okay, sorry. On to the next. We're good. We're good. On to the next one.
Well, here's the thing. I think women, we don't take a record of every single thing you do that's fucked up. Last night I gave you this example. We went to this brewery. And the last time I went to this brewery, which was about a year ago, right after the pandemic when things started to kind of open up again. And I remember I was wearing these shorts and you made a comment like, babe, like those shorts don't look good on you. They're not flattering. And I remember thinking like, fuck you. Like I'm not wearing these. So you think I look hot. I'm wearing them because they're comfortable and because I feel good in them. And you were like, felt so inclined to tell me that my ass did not look good in these shorts.
But I didn't mean it with any malice.
And I know that.
I meant it from a very almost innocent, like, hey, if I walked out of the house wearing something that made me look not good in some
So I
capacity,
didn't look good is what you're no. telling me. But this is an example of what you're talking about, keeping the Rolodex. Like that night, I maybe made a joke to you saying like, oh, fuck you. You don't think, whatever.
Yeah,
I like
yeah,
that.
It wasn't even a thing.
That was it. But then we go there a year later and that was my first memory
right.
of being at this place. And you're like, how would you even remember that?
And you always tell me the story about how one of the first times we hung out, you were bending down and I pushed you over or
yes.
something.
Yeah, we were drinking in a hotel room.
But to this day, no matter how many times you tell me about it, I have no recollection of this.
We're just hanging out chatting and you were sitting on one of like a little lounge sofa that was in the hotel room. And I was crouched down almost like a catcher, you know? And I don't know why. I don't know why. We had a few drinks and I was just sitting there like, I guess I was comfortable and we were just chatting. And you said something to me, I don't know, and I started laughing. And then you just pushed me over. And I was holding a glass of wine, I remember. And I fell over on the ground. And I remember thinking like, F- you for doing that to me. Like we're in the middle of this beautiful, like in-depth conversation. And we weren't together.
In the middle of an in-depth conversation.
We were like, I think we were just like having some drinks. And you know how we get like when our conversation just starts flowing, we just get so into it and we're talking about God knows what.
Right.
And we weren't even like officially together at this point. I remember being like, this could have been a major red flag to me to be like, what? Like, what is this? But I never said anything to you that night. And now like months, years later, I told you about it.
I have no recollection of it, but like the best I can explain is like, I'm an overgrown child. And if you're teetering and I just don't have the self-control to not just give you a little nudge because I'm a giant.
Yeah. Well, there was no malintent behind it whatsoever. It was just, you thought it was funny.
But you bring it up all the time.
Okay. No, like, not all the time.
Resonated with it you did. For a reason.
Because I remember just thinking like, that wasn't nice. Like that wasn't sweet. That wasn't a gentleman thing to do. Like you're trying to court me. You're trying to like be with me. And that's what you did. And I was like, ew, f- that.
Seeing how your balance was.
Do you think of things like that?
No.
That's not true.
Of things from the past?
Yeah.
Very rarely. There are like a handful of issues, and we've talked about on this podcast, like from way back when, that yes, they still like are hangups deep in the back of my mind, but it's usually like I'm constantly trying to fight those off. So I don't even remember anything.
The minutiae.
Yeah, the minor day-to-day things. Like, oh, remember that time? And to be fair, you very rarely piss me off. When you do, we have a blowout, like arguments, and it's like usually something significant.
Right.
But as far as on a day-to-day basis, you're pretty easy to deal with.
What happens when I'm like 50 and don't look like J-Lo though?
Well, you've got almost 20 years to figure this out. By then, you may still be able to look like J-Lo completely. You could just have some sort of procedure done and you
babe,
can
you're just supposed to say babe no matter what.
Nope. See, I'm supposed to say, but I'm being honest with you. That's the key. Honesty, communication, and sex. We are being honest right now. To your point about women not aging as gracefully as men.
I like how you
put it. Think it's a lot to do with A, how you take care of yourself, and just B, how you present yourself in general. We had this conversation for the first time and I brought up Sophia Loren in Grumpier Old Men, one of my favorite movies. And she's got to be, I don't know, in her 60s or 70s in that movie. And she's still a babe.
Right.
Right. I'm sure she's made up and she's got things pushing and pulling and keeping things where they're supposed to be. Regardless, if she walked in, I mean, if her character walked into a room right now in 2021, looking like she does in that movie, I would go, Leah, that woman's a babe.
Right.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But, and you can't expect people to put forth that level of effort constantly. Obviously, it's a lot easier when you have a Hollywood makeup team to make you look best.
Right.
But I think that the idea, the takeaway from it is she was this sassy, confident, kind of badass older woman in that movie.
Yeah.
And to me, I was just like, wow, that would be a goal to me. If I were a woman, I would look at her and be like, you know what? I got nothing to worry about. Like I'm gonna try to age like her. And granted, she's probably the exception, not the rule. But that to me is like, you can still be a babe. It's more to me as a whole package.
Like a vibe you put out as well. Right. I think it's about having confidence and presenting yourself like you are comfortable with who you are.
Right. And
you
it's know? Not That's what it's strictly about. Aesthetic. Yes, there is an aesthetic element to it. Yes, to take care of yourself and present yourself looking a certain way.
Right.
But it's the way you carry yourself. It's the way you communicate. Being a babe to me is a whole lot more than just looking hot.
Right.
Right. I mean, there's so much more. There are a million to the conversation we're having. We know lots of attractive people who on the surface, I go, oh yeah, that person is sexy, but that doesn't mean there's any sort of attraction because to me, and I would dare say most people, there's more to attraction than just physical appearance.
Sure. Of course. I think that's the initial thing that kind of catches your eye. But then when you get to know someone, you know, like sometimes I see you checking out other women and I'm like, babe, what the f-?
Never once caught me checking out.
Yes, I have. You just don't think I notice.
No, it's because you checked them out first.
Probably.
See?
But I feel like confident and comfortable enough in our relationship to know, like, cool, go ahead. You can look at all the girls you want. It doesn't matter because I know what you look for in a partner and what you value and what you admire about me. But it's more than just looks. So like, cool, you want to look at someone? I don't give a f- whatever floats your boat, do it.
Right. But it's got to be more than looks to it. And you, we were at dinner a few weeks ago talking about something similar. And I made the old cliche, lady in the street, freaking the sheets. Right.
Right.
And I meant that more so than just, yeah, no, hey. Oh, there we go. Hey, we have YouTube now. We can, don't put pancake on that, guys. That's to be enjoyed by the entire interwebs. But yeah, the lady in the street, freaking the sheets thing, right. It's, was it Ludacris that has it in it?
I want a lady in the street, but a freak in the bed.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
But something like that, like, yes, you're attractive. Yes, there's a sexual element to it, but like, there's so much more. It's the way you or any woman that I would be attracted to. And it's more than just like, oh, she's got great boobs. Oh, she looks hot naked. Porn stars are porn stars. They're fine. I couldn't date one because to me, I would like a little bit of mystery for me that the rest of the world doesn't get to enjoy. Right. I think there's probably an element of that. Like when I give you about your social media posts and your thirst traps, I always joke about.
But mine are not.
No, they're not porn. They're not trashy. No. I'm not saying they are. But when I'm like, Leah in her underwear, what about me? Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, I get the full package, but right. I'm kind of, part of me is like, no, man, I put in the work. That's my partner.
You'd be like, oh, look at her. She is mine. Like, that is mine.
Yes.
Cause you, like, I see you looking at girls on Instagram or whatever, and you're like, oh, like, or people you follow. And I'm like, they're very scantily clad. They're wearing like basically nothing.
Right. But
yeah, you look at them. Yeah, I can't do that.
But I look at them. That's where the difference is. A double standard. I will 100% admit there's a double standard. Yeah. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying this is how Matt feels.
Right.
And I'm sure there are dudes that can relate and probably women that the otherwise. Like when you post these photos or whatever, yeah, part of me is proud. But I'm like, it's weird. It's going to sound stupid. If I'm with you, all bets are off. Whether it be in public, if we went out right now and you wanted to walk down Penn Avenue in a thong bikini, as long as I could be there to hold your hand, let's do it. Because sure. Then it's like, all right, my stamp is on it. It's probably this weird, stupid, innate, primal male thing, like mine, caveman, right?
Totally.
But when it's like, if you were to do a photo shoot and you show me a picture and I'm like, oh, well, that your whole ass is out. Again, you have an amazing body. You have the confidence to show it off. And there's nothing at all wrong with that. And I'm not, this isn't an argument or a debate. I'm just telling you from my perspective, sometimes I go, ooh, that's a little.
From my perspective, it feels so frustrating because I see you looking at other girls. You're like, oh, that girl's a babe. That girl's a babe. Oh, look at her. She has so many fault. Like you made a comment about someone like, oh, she's made such a following and she's done this. She's really grown everything. Well, yeah, because she posts half naked photos all the time. If I want to do that, that is not okay to you.
Right. Well, exactly.
You like admire her work ethic and whatever she's doing.
No.
But you do. You're listen, like, oh, well, look at what she did. Like she's gotten so much traction for the XYZ. Yeah, it's because she has all these followers because she posts half naked photos.
Right. But then most of the followers are there for the half naked photos, not for the brand or the art right. or whatever.
But
I don't actually know who you're talking about, but I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, I feel like there is such a double standard.
There is.
100%.
I mean, I can't fix it. I'm just saying that's how it is.
Like, and I think, you know, for women, I feel like when I'm posting these photos, it's for women. It's not like I'm not posting with the intent. I'm like, oh, I hope some guys like this or guys comment. I was like, no, I feel good about myself. I feel confident. I want to have other women see this and make them feel confident, sure. Inspire them, show them like, oh, I can look like a babe in a bikini, but also like, I don't look like that 90% of the time. Like, I think it's important to show that to my followers. And that's kind of what I do. And also it just makes me feel good. It makes me feel confident. I feel good. It's not to show men or hope that men comment on. And like, I know you've made comments before, like, oh, well, all these guys comment. Cool. Like, I don't give a
you sent commenting. Me some tweets and DMs.
Yeah, disgusting things.
Yeah, they're absolutely.
And gross. I'm not posting it to get disgusting comments.
And I know that. And it's just more like baffling to me that like some dudes are that brazen or that, I don't know if it's clueless or right. Let me just send this disgusting photo of my mangled penis ew. To a famous, beautiful woman. She's probably going to like me now.
Right. It's just
like,
well,
what the hell thought process went into that?
Well, it's like, almost like the catcalling thing we were talking about a few weeks ago. Right. Like these people just have no self-awareness. Yeah. It's just gross. But as a woman, I don't know how you other ladies out there that are listening feel, but I feel like it's different on from a female's perspective. I'm not going through Instagram, scrolling through like to find hot guys like, oh, this guy's body's hot. Oh, look at him. Most of the time I'm looking at other chicks like, oh, she's beautiful. Oh my God, I love her outfit. Where can I get that? Where did she get her hair done? I want to go there. You know, I'm not looking at it from, oh, let me find hot guys to like on Instagram. Even when I was single, that wasn't a thing that I did. I think it's so different that.
Totally.
Perspective from a male to a female.
Right.
Like but men look at hot women.
But I
women look at hot women.
It might be a misconception. Maybe. Maybe I'm making this up and it could be total bullshit. This is more or less me saying to all women or anybody listening to this that I know a lot of guys are not just turned on because you've got a hot body and show it off on Instagram.
Right.
Yeah, might get you a like, might get you some attention in the short term. But if it comes to like a relationship or to me, that's like almost a red flag.
Right.
Like, okay, your Instagram. Yeah. If I didn't know you, I'd be like, okay, this chick's a babe. You're still within the parameters of like, okay, there's nothing trashy that I would say, but some girls, like you could look at their page and I'm like, oh my God, like if I have a kid with this person someday, like they're going to have to know that this was all over the place. Like that's,
but I think that's okay too. I think every woman has different boundaries and different ways of how they want to express themselves. And I don't think there's anything trashy about showing your ass on Instagram or showing some, there's not, like, I'm not saying I do it, but if another woman wants to do it and that makes her feel good, all the fucking power to you, honey, like do what makes you feel good. That's it. Don't be worried. Don't think that your man is like stepping out on you or anything like that. It's not a cute look to be so insecure and jealous. Like just because he finds someone else attractive, that doesn't mean he wants to go be with her. So I think you will have way better reaction out of your man. If you're like, yeah, she is beautiful. He'd be like, oh damn. I'm like, wow, you're so, my chick's so cool. Like,
right. Seriously. I think that's a cool thing.
An important thing to be comfortable and confident in yourself first. So then when you are with someone, you're not worrying about being insecure that you find someone else attractive. Because if that's what's going to break up your relationship or put a wedge between you two, then that's not the relationship for you.
Well said.
Period.
You said period with a D and a T.
Because I feel like that is on period. I need these women that are listening to know.
Go for it.
To be yourself.
I love it.
And don't let anyone tell you out otherwise.
This episode of Bear With Us is brought to you by Magic Spoon. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid, but as you grow older, you realize it's full of sugar and junk you really shouldn't eat. Lately, I'm back in the gym, been trying to eat a little cleaner, trying to cut down on carbs, sugar, and unhealthy foods, and realize that's really hard. You basically can't eat anything if you're living by those rules. I've been living on protein shakes and powder for years, but I found a better, delicious way to get my protein before and after my workouts. We're all trying to eat better, but healthy breakfast does not have to be boring. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but without all the bad stuff. Get this, 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Only 140 calories per serving. It's keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb, and GMO free. And listen to this, great news, Magic Spoon has released a super delicious new flavor, birthday cake. Birthday Cake Magic Spoon will be available in a special 5-pack for a limited time only. Get it while you can. I literally got mine this morning. It is awesome. You don't want to miss out on it. Or you can build your own box. Available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, and cinnamon. And if you're listening from Canada, Magic Spoon ships there now as well. Just go to magicspoon.com/bearwithus to grab the new limited edition birthday cake or a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. But make sure you use our promo code bearwithus at checkout to save $5 off your order. This offer is now good anywhere in the United States or Canada, but only when you use our code at checkout. And Magic Spoon's so confident in their product, it's backed by a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. So remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/bearwithus. Use the code bearwithus, B-A-R-E-W-I-T-H-U-S, to save $5 off. And thank you one more time to Magic Spoon for sponsoring this show.
Here's the mail. It never fails. Makes me, I really like that I have this microphone here because now I can feel like Billie Holiday. You wanna, like, makes me wanna wag my tail. When it comes, I wanna wail. Wow, I am.
Did you just turn into a goat?
No, that was like a. It's like a little vibrato. You know,
that sounded like a goat.
It adds something special to the overall presentation. It's not a goat. It's Billie Holiday. That's who
that
I was.
That was not Billie Holiday. Billie Holiday did not have four legs and hooves.
I was channeling Billie. Okay.
Billie the goat.
Babe, that was really good.
What's in the bag?
Question number one, honey. Hi, Matt and Leah. I am such a fan of your podcast. Leah, love the mail song, Don't Ever Stop. I need some advice. My husband is about to start traveling for work again, and I am not happy about it. Traveling has always been a factor in our relationship. We both travel, and I was fine with it until I got a taste of quote-unquote normal life. We've been together for 10 years, married for almost 7, and have 4 kids. The youngest was born in August of 2020. He took some time off from work when the pandemic hit, but now with things opening back up, he has to travel again. My question is, should I tell him how I feel, but I also don't want to feel guilty? Any advice? This is a hard question, I think. I think there's always something to be said for being honest. Honesty is the best policy. If you don't tell him, you're just going to build up this aggression and you're going to blow up about something that is not even important to blow up about. So I think you should be honest, but I think you should preface it with something like, I know I might sound a little crazy. I know you might not understand this, but this is just kind of where I'm coming from. I loved having you around and I loved being together. And that's why you're missing him. You know, it's not like you're trying to be controlling or anything like that. It's just you enjoy your time together. So I think you should be honest.
I agree. And I would say it's all in the approach. To Leah's point, if you preface it the right way, where it's a concern or something that bothers you, and it's totally fine to be bothered by it and to not prefer your partner to be traveling.
I don't think you're crazy at all for thinking this.
It's not crazy. No. I think anybody who's in a relationship with anybody that travels, even when both of you travel, there's an element of discomfort having your partner gone for periods of time, especially at regular intervals.
Just went through this.
We're still learning. I would say to you, convey your concerns to him, but not in a way that makes him feel bad or guilty for trying to support your family.
Because that's not his fault.
No, it's the nature of the beast. He's lucky enough to still have a job through the pandemic and all that stuff. And we were just having a conversation similar about how the world changed basically overnight. We went from having all the free time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week
with each other,
to now we're on opposing schedules and you have to get creative. So I would definitely say it's okay to intimate this to him. Talk to him about it. Figure out together what you guys can do to ease the strain. I know just in the few month or two now that Leah and I have been doing it, we've gotten a little creative with different things. We're in constant touch all day. Once in a while, I don't think I'm out of line. I'm going to say it. I get like a sexy photo once in a while.
That was going to be my next thing I was going to say. I feel like you can use it to your advantage. Yeah. Is it fun to be away from your partner? No. But there is something to be said about missing them. You know, we were together 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the last, almost 2 years, right? So it's like, to be able to miss you, I love that feeling. And I love the feeling of like getting excited when you come home and knowing that the time we do have together, we make it count. Whereas before, you know, we're both on our phones or f***ing around doing whatever. Whereas now the time we're together is quality.
Right.
And sending a couple like sexy photos and really building up the anticipation for like anticipation. Having sex, that is the best.
Talk about like 3 days of foreplay. Yeah. My God, when you finally get the payoff, he might not want to go on the road ever again.
Yeah.
Or either that or he can't wait to get out the door so we can do it all.
Come back. Yeah. Exactly. I think that you can use it to your benefit. And here's the other thing. It's not going to be forever. There's no way he's going to be traveling. You're going to be at home for the rest of your lives. Something will change again and then you'll adapt and you'll figure out the new way of your life together.
Right.
So you just take it one day at a time and make the most of it. Look for the positive in it rather than thinking, oh, well, I'm not going to be with him at 24 hours a day anymore. Look for the positive instead of the negative.
And by being open and honest, it will hopefully inspire him to maybe put forth a little bit more effort. If you're not getting it now when he's traveling, maybe he's going to go, oh man, I never thought about that. I didn't realize you want me to do this or more of this or less of that. Whatever it is, communicate. ultimately was going to help. But I don't think this is a deal breaker by any means. I would just say have yourselves a chat.
Totally. I think, to be even fair, our communication is better when we're apart because we're texting all the time. Whereas when we're here, it's like, I can't read your mind. I don't know what you're thinking. Like if you're mad about something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we can convey it way easier through text or a phone call because you have to make it work. Question numero de, three languages in one sentence.
Wow.
How turned on are you?
This went from 6 to midnight. We have to do a podcast.
Babe, I was just thinking about last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Cool.
It was... Talk about anticipation, you guys.
We're just going to leave it there.
Yeah. I mean, theater there's of the really mind, nothing everybody. Else that I can say, but...
Did you clean the mirror yet?
Babe! Okay. Question number two, honey.
I embarrassed Leah.
Hi, Matt and Leah. I've emailed you once before. Leah said I talked too much and that my email was lengthy. Sounds like something I would say. I'm sorry. Love you, Leah. Good. Thank goodness. I was the guy that something happened to his girlfriend at work that led to a fight. Not much later, she ghosted me. I want to try to start dating, but I don't know how. My ex and I were set up and we were together 11 years. Do you have any advice? That's hard.
My advice, because I can sort of relate to this, don't look for it. Let life happen. Sooner or later, somebody will probably fall into your life in some capacity that when you're least expecting it, when you're least prepared for it, and then...
Oh my God, excuse me, this kombucha. Sorry, keep going.
Anyhow, dear sir... Don't go looking for it because it's like anything else in life. The more you seek it out, the harder it becomes to find. I wasn't looking to start dating. I just got out of a divorce and was dealing with plenty of in my own life. The last thing on my mind was I got to find someone new to date. Lo and behold,
it just happened
against my best plans. The universe, worked against me at the moment in my favor long term.
See how I covered that up?
I'm a cunning linguist. But don't look for it, man. Don't stress yourself out. You just got out of an 11-year relationship. Take some time for you. Figure out what you dig. There's chances that there's a lot of things in life that you probably haven't been exposed to or you've been curious about for 11 years and didn't work because you guys were together. Maybe you guys just, neither of you had interest in it. There's a whole new world to explore. First and foremost, get yourself right. Get yourself comfortable. And like I said, you'd be amazed at how it just falls in your lap.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think it's really important to work on yourself. Don't rush into anything. Don't have to feel like you have to get into a relationship just because you're alone. Being alone is fucking awesome. Focus on yourself. Do what you want to do because I guarantee when you find this next partner of yours, there's going to be things that she doesn't like that you do. And you're going to have to start making sacrifices because that's what being in a relationship is all about, making sacrifices. And so don't do that right now. Just focus on you. But I will say, I think that it will be easier for you than you think because we're just getting out of a pandemic. Things are starting to open up. People are going to be wanting to go out and connect and do things that they haven't been able to do for well over a year. So I think, as long as you are comfortable in yourself, you find yourself, you're focusing on you, you're going to attract the right person.
Love is in the air.
Love is in the air.
Do we want to?
It's not on the ground. It's up in the air. And I love it. It's in the air. It's in the air. It's in the air.
Somehow the burp was the second less offensive thing you've done since we started recording this.
Baby.
What?
You love me.
I know, despite my best efforts.
So what if you saw like a beautiful woman on the street, but she wasn't a very good burper?
The burping doesn't bother me. I don't know why. Burping has never grossed me out the way the other side of things does.
Speaking of the other side, are we going to get into Fort Knox tonight or what?
If by Fort Knox you are referring to mine, hell no.
Babe, come on.
Ain't happening.
This is so annoying.
Goodbye forever.
I'm going to go try to...
No, I'm trying to end the show. Goodbye forever.
Well, I'm going to try to say goodbye forever to your attitude about the butthole stuff.
That's not going
to
happen.
Yes, I'm going to go figure out how to do it.
Goodbye forever.
Bear with us.
This went from 6 to midnight.